You're listening to The Best of Perry Gauthier, where we remember our friend and leader who was taken from us in this life in December of 2020. It is our hope that his memory lives on in the hundreds and thousands of people who he touched both in and outside of capitals in this country and around the world. We will be sharing interviews that Perry did for radio and television throughout the following weeks. Perry was always prepared to share the good news of Christ and God's love for politicians and people serving in the political realm. Today's episode will surely challenge you as Perry shares his 7 ways to love your neighbor. And number 3 is in the news right now out of a spa in Los Angeles. So buckle up and hold on to your hats and glasses.
The most important passage on civil government in the New Testament is floating like an island in a sea of a theme of love. Many a Bible scholar has seen this seeming break in the passage, and they think, some of them anyway, that this is a problem. How can these concepts about civil government fit in the flow of loving our neighbors and loving people? Some see it as a problem. But if we have a problem with the way Scripture flows, the problem, quite frankly, my friends, is with us. And it does fit. The section on civil government does fit. It's like a prime rib sandwich with the meat of the theology of the importance of God's idea of government sandwiched between the duties to love our neighbor. So, how does this fit? Let me say it this way. The flow of loving your neighbor must include your love of civil government insofar as it honors God. For government is God's idea, and a very good idea at that. You see, civil government affects everything in our lives. I was recently at a prayer meeting with an 84-year-old pastor missionary, and he spoke to those of us assembled for prayer and made a very strong comment. He said, everything is political. Here's a man of God. He understands life. He's had decades and decades, many decades of Christian ministry, and he understands the importance of civil government and how it affects everyone's lives. So let me close with this. Some people say the only way you love your neighbor is you be nice and kind and smile and help them with practical needs and share the gospel with them. In fact, really, the most important way to love your neighbor is just share the gospel. Well, I have 7 illustrations of the importance of loving your neighbor by seeing the importance of civil government. This is for my Only the Gospel Matters Christian brothers. So 7 questions here. How about some love? Number 1, how about loving your neighbor by caring about government's role, for example, in legislating against the violence of radical jihadist Islam? Because in the Quran, in Surah 8:12, that's chapter 8, verse 12, the Quran says that there should be terror stricken in the infidel, that's us, Christians and Jews who don't believe in Islam, and you must smite them at the neck, and you must smite off their every finger. Would it be loving to care that government in the United States or other parts of the world stop such murderous violence? How about loving your neighbor? Would you care if you had a grandson, maybe not even born yet? Let's call him Joey, and he was molested by a homosexual. If sodomy in our culture continues to ramp up and increase, would it be loving to care that your government protected marriage and family, not promoting sexual deviancy through law? Thirdly, how about some love at the local level? What about bathroom bills? What if your daughter is in a restroom and a transgender, transsexual, transvestite man comes in because he dysphorically believes he's a woman and it traumatizes your daughter? Would it be loving to care that such government-sanctioned and enforced policies are affecting your neighbor? Fourth, how about taxation? President Calvin Coolidge said overtaxation is theft. Would it be loving to your neighbor to care, regardless of their faith or lack of faith? Would it be loving to care that government not overtax your neighbor? Most of us know what it is to struggle economically. What if government swells and the tax bill to pay for such a swollen government limits the liberty of your neighbor? Do you care? Would that be loving to be involved, to see that government do the right thing in regard to taxation? Three more. Fifthly, and what about government's role in abortion? Let's say there's a little five-month-old girl named Camille. Let's say because of government funding and government policy and government, quote, legality, she's butchered in the womb. Oh, my evangelistic friends, do you not realize you will never share the gospel with Camille at age 5 or 15 if she doesn't survive her mother's womb? Sixth, would you be loving to your neighbor? Would you care? I still remember tearing up as I watched a father in tears on TV as he wept at the trial of the murderer of his daughter who raped her and killed her as an illegal immigrant in the country wrongly, in prison for crimes, released from prison, and raped again and killed this man's daughter. Is it loving to want government that bears the sword not for nothing to protect such daughters and such fathers from pain? And finally, number seven, would it be loving to your neighbor if you cared if government helped control anarchy? Or are you all for terror in the streets? And are you all for non-peaceful protest? Or would you rather have government step in? Because as we read earlier in this important passage about civil government, government bears the sword and it punishes those who practice evil. So in conclusion, Christians are to love their neighbors in very personal ways and love your neighbor by loving God's ordained idea of civil government. So the question is, should I love my neighbor or God's good idea of good government? Well, the answer is yes. This is Perry Gothier with the Capital Minute.
I'm so thankful for Perry's boldness of sharing these seven things on how we can love our neighbor, because chances are your pastor is not telling you those things on Sunday morning, but they're the truth, and you're seeing them happen in the news more and more often. Well, next week, Perry is going to enlighten us about what a constitutional republic is, why democracies can explode, and where in the Bible the republican system of governing came from. Catch you next week.